You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, it's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin. Welcome, everyone. It's episode 92. It's April 1st, which means time to avoid social media posts by people who still look forward to April Fool's Day in their 40s or 30s or, you know what, mid to late 20s. Anything over, if you're out of the first, if you're no longer staying in a dormitory or with your parents, there's no, maybe not at all, maybe never. Maybe it's never been cool. I don't know. Been avoiding a lot of social media just because I'm burnt out. Not even because of April Fool's. It's just missing April Fool's shit online is just a benefit. It's not the reason, but it's a benefit of me no longer really reading that much social media. It's just finding something else to occupy my time. You know, you avoid social media stuff and avoid news. Like I just kind of lump it in with news, and I do all of that, you know, with my coffee, and then like maybe one other time in the afternoon, and that's fucking it. That's, I've got enough info, seeing how other people are doing. Scroll through Instagram, look at people like, hey, I'm also in my kitchen, you know, all that kind of shit. Now I'm outside too. I'm getting sun. We're all getting sun. That's how it's, I hope it's been going all right for you. When talking to some of my friends, chatting with them, messaging and stuff, and people like, how are you guys hanging in there? And I almost feel like I'm almost lying sometimes because I don't want people to know how much I'm not having a problem with the social distancing, quarantine, lockdown. I don't know what are we calling it now? Staying at home. Because I love being at home, so it's like I don't, you know, there are things that I miss, but I'm actually handling it quite well. So I have to kind of pretend that, yeah, no, we're hanging in there. Yeah, no, I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm actually doing all right. I'm not, you know, home alone. So me and my girlfriend are here and all the goddamn animals. There's only three, but it feels like seven. I also started doing a thing where kind of a given, people talking about, you know, for social distancing, you're keeping a 6-foot radius. Although outside of the U.S., they're saying 2 meters, which is actually 6 foot, 6 inches. But I guess they just wanted to keep it even and easy for people to remember. So they're like 6 foot. Not that it matters, because there's so many people that aren't doing that. They're just not. They're like, it's like 6 feet. That's 3 feet, you guys. You guys are walking next to each other. It's 3 foot. You guys don't look like you're fucking, and you don't look like you live together. Like, you're not being safe. But you do what you like. I have this new thing that I'm doing where it starts off everybody, I'm giving them 6 foot. Like neighbors and whatever. Or when I'm out, I have to go to the store, or when I'm doing runs on my scooter for Postmates or whatever, you know, 6 foot rule, sure. But if I see somebody screw up or do some irresponsible bullshit, I add a foot every time they do it. And that's how I just keep it. I'm like, oh, that's the person I stay 12 feet from. There's a neighbor downstairs who had people over, and they've done a few different things. you know, it, when she comes out of her apartment, I got to go, I got to take a different staircase when I have to leave by following, you know, following my guidelines. Cause there's just, I've added too many feet to the distance that I've got to, allocate to that personal irresponsible individual. So that's sort of been my thing. I was going to plan something. That's the that should be what the name of this podcast is called. I was going to do this thing, but it required effort. No, I had a I was doing some research and I came across a website that I thought was going to be helpful. I thought, and it was the whole website just had a list and it was dedicated to what is 6 foot. And I thought, oh, this might be interesting, where you just, where it's got a list of things that are 6 foot, you know, in length, that would allow for people to, you know, if you're having a problem gauging the distance, what you can picture that it might, you know, a bunch of different suggestions. Because everybody has their own, you know, I guess everybody does their own thing. For example, my, what I picture for 6 foot is, I imagine one of those dudes that was like a real frat fuck dude that probably, that used to always go on Dirty Sixth and probably now, where do they congregate now? That, but anyway, now that they're in their 30s, but he hasn't let it go. He's still in that mindset and he's fucking annoying and he ruins every party. I imagine that guy in the middle of ruining a party and then he trips, he drunk in a drunken stupor, he trips, falls on his face and breaks his nose, and then he's rolling over and holding his face and blood is pouring down his face. And he's just like, oh, and he's, you know, he's a guy you've hated anytime you've seen him. And now you get to witness him in pain and he's laying there in front of you. And that's, and he's about 6 foot tall. So that's what I picture when I'm kind of gauging, giving somebody 6 foot, I'm picturing a jackass with a serious nosebleed because of karma. But, you know, you may need something different. So I looked at this website and I was going to like list a bunch of things like, you know, like it had, and it had a couple of good suggestions, like the length of a full size bed, about the length of a full size bed, or about the length of a like a twin bed. Is a little bit less, but about full size is, you know, 6 foot, and queen's a little bit bigger, but you could gauge that if you can kind of see the length of a mattress. Like that's pretty helpful. But, and then it started kind of going off the rails a little bit. Like there were different suggestions like a Christmas tree. And I'm like, yeah, but that's, most people see trees standing up. I mean, I guess you could picture the tree when you've taken it outside and you put it by the trash, you know, or like it's just been thrown in the yard or whatever to rot. So I guess a rotting Christmas tree in your backyard that you threw there and you don't know what to do with because it's February. I don't know. There was another one that's a half the length of a Volkswagen Bug. And yeah, I guess that might. But then it gets really off the rails of like counterproductive of what I wanted. Like 6 foot is 5 bowling pins end to end. If you can, if you're that close, if you've handled enough bowling pins, I guess that might help. Or 30 golf tees. How is that? Are you a golfer? Even if you have a golf tee in your pocket for no reason, you just have one and you pull it out and you look at it and you're like, now I need to imagine 30 of these. Like that's not, I don't see that. And then it started listing the heights of celebrities. I'm like, what? And it actually said that 6 foot is 9/10 of Michael Jordan. Huh? Okay. Because he's 6'6". And I'm like, that's great, but not many of us interact with Jordan on a daily basis to where we're just like, oh, okay, I can picture that. And then, nine tenths. I'm good at math. Let me do a fraction and multiply that against the Michael Jordan that I see every day in my life. And it was just, so it's, it was not helpful. And so that's about all I can say is the length of a bed. Keep a mattress, like a mattress that a college kid has thrown away after sleeping on it for less than a year, that's nicer than the one in your apartment, but you get to see them just, casually, just without thought, thrown next to a dumpster as they're moving out of your apartment complex. So that mattress laying, that's the length. There you go. A mattress tossed out to waste. That's the length of space you need to be given people who, normal people. But those repeat offenders just add space. Think 10 feet. Give them a first down length. 10 yards. Yeah, that's what you give them. Was that 30 feet? Give them 30 fucking feet. Because, fuck those irresponsible bastards. It really is, man. When they're having just, like people are having parties or get-togethers in your apartment complex, they might as well be driving drunk in your parking lot. After the news has been talking about, all the thousands of people who are dead because of drunk driving this month. It's like them watching the news and then just going out and doing donuts in your parking lot while wasted. That's basically what they're doing. So, fuck them. Anyway, that's enough. I'm lecturing no one. I'm just bitching towards you and your, because I wanted at least one of you out there to go, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. You tell them, John. They all heard you. All right. All right. So I posted and I shared it on the Facebook page of this podcast, the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast, and also on my Facebook page if you follow me. And it's basically, it was a New York Times article that came out about 5 days ago, and I didn't see anybody share it. I haven't seen any of the information, but it had a lot of great information, and it's an extensive list of online resources for people, because the whole idea in being in recovery and staying clean or being sober is, a lot of it, most people rely on a community, and they rely on a support group, or like a safe, like a network of people that they can contact. And now that's the thing, is that that hasn't changed. You can still contact all your people, obviously, but a lot of it is seeing the community that you're part of, or seeing the support group, the 12-step group that you go to, and seeing them on a regular basis, hearing how they're doing, and they encourage you, you encourage them. And of course, this has now had to, having to move. But the thing is, a lot of people are having, there's still groups you can be a part of, and they're still having them through Zoom or different other kind of, mainly Zoom, I'm guessing. And it was funny because a friend of mine had said that they were part of that they went to a 12-step meeting. And they really wished that somebody had Zoom bombed it, because it was boring as shit. So it could, but not very many people know how to take advantage of these things. So I posted the different ones because it was a nice extensive list of different websites for the different recovery groups. Also a list of some free apps you can get, the IAMS from like IAMSober.com and SoberGrid.com. There's an app called Connections, and that's off of addictionpolicy.org. There are different, but there's resources out there to help you, because it's going to be, you know, it's a lot more difficult in your recovery isolated. I mean, that's the whole point. People used to talk about that. I mean, that's in like recovery literature and stuff, you know, your counselors and everything, and just people telling you don't isolate. Well, we kind of have to, but don't like isolate your communication just because you have to, because of social distancing, but it makes things hard for a lot of people. I did have some people comment and they're like, hey, you know, hang in there, you got this, and you're doing that. And I'm like, I'm fine. Obviously these are not people who listen to the podcast, and they know, you know, which they don't have to. I don't want everybody who's friends with me to listen to this. It's just, you know, but that's the thing, is that they don't know that this is basically my version of a meeting. So I don't need them, but a lot of people need those meetings. And that's kind of why I posted those links. So, but it's basically, if you go to the main like .org pages of like NA and CA and AA, they've got links, and you can actually do searches in the searches for meetings. You can actually search, and it actually has online meetings listed to it. But there's now, I listed the stuff that was in the New York Times article. So if you go to my Facebook page, or if you see that post shared or something, and it lists in the resources, these are not endorsements. These are not my resources. Here's where I go. These were in the article. Because there's all different kinds. There's like the Smart Recovery, Life Ring is on there, which are like alternative like recovery groups that are not your traditional 12-step. Recovery Dharma, I always kind of enjoyed because of the, you know, because it had to do with, with Buddhist practices, you know, and principles for recovery. I always kind of liked that. But there's one on there after I posted everything, I kind of looked at it, and it was called Moderation Management. Oh, that's in Life Ring. That makes sense. I posted the wrong link. Oh man, I'm going to have to update that. But moderation management was like for people seeking to moderate their drinking and not necessarily abstain. This growing group has an international network of online meetings. And that's interesting. I'm wondering if that's actually a possible. That's it. Huh. I wonder how successful that is. Also, how do meetings work with people who are striving for moderation? Going to a meeting for moderation. Isn't that weird? Doesn't that seem like, do you say, you know, I've been sober-ish for 1 year. I've been drinking reasonably for 2 weeks now. Yay! Keep coming back. It works if you drink a little bit. I don't know how that's going to work at all. But that's a thing. Huh. Wow. Yeah, those are on there. And I know it's been, I haven't had anybody contact me about it really. I did have somebody message me about, they messaged me about why, I don't follow anybody on Twitter. And I wanted to just clarify. I replied back to them, but I just want to, if anybody else, they go to I'm still the Still Sober Podcast Twitter account. I do that just because I don't even log into that. If you DM me through Twitter, I'm not going to get it. It's only there to share the episodes when they come out. It's like auto posts. So I'm not going to follow anybody, you guys, because Twitter's a cesspool and a complete waste of my time. But I'm glad you like it. But that's why I don't do that. But regardless, I hope that any kind of, if you're like, damn, I wish I could hit a meeting. They're available online, which means you can actually have meetings with people in, you know, in New York, who are dealing with that kind of shit on top of everything else. In California, you know, all over the world, you can actually be in a meeting with other people in recovery. I mean, that's kind of a unique experience that technology allows us to do. So that's cool, you guys. You know, I remember in the past, I've heard people's criticism of 12-step programs, and which I, you know, as I've said before, not something that I use to get sober, but I'm not against, because whatever can work for you, you know, it's everybody's different. So one thing is not going to work. And one of the things that I've always kind of heard people talk about is, you know, who are really just anti-AA is just the idea that, you know, well, you know, people are just, they just replace their addiction with an addiction to AA. And, like that's, which is the same thing as like when people like, oh, you just replaced your alcohol addiction with an addiction to, jogging or running or exercise. Yeah. Yeah, they did. That's good. That's a good thing. Because they're not going to OD on jogging. All right. You're not going to OD on going to, you know, I went to too many meetings. Ugh. And I OD'd on shitty coffee. Smoked too many. Okay, maybe, yeah, you might smoke too many cigarettes, depending on which meetings you go to. But that's the thing is that, you know, I can totally get why they need online resources for online meetings, because they got to go to a meeting. They've got to have access to meetings. And, you know, it might be what they need right now, or what they'll continue to need. You know, they're going to have to figure that out. You know, if it works for them, it works for them. So get off their ass. But, you know, so anyway, that's why I provided that, because, I mean, I didn't even think about it, that there's like, wait, there's online meetings you can go to. And, you know, so if anybody's like bad at technology, how are they going to know unless you tell them? The other thing, and then I'll get out of here, is I wanted to say, and I just leave you on this, that I think that the term spoiler alert should now refer to a person who ruins a show, not because they gave away the ending, but because they gave their hot take on the show before you've been able to see it. Or if you've seen it, like, it doesn't matter whether you've seen it or not, but because their hot take about it was so annoying that they ruined the goddamn show. They're a spoiler. They just spoiled the fucking show. Just because too many people with their, I'm going to be clever, I'd like to talk about it, you know what, I don't understand. And then just their pour a bunch of personal bullshit and judgment on other people who feel a certain way about said show. Yeah, I'm talking about the Tiger King. Of course I'm fucking talking about that stupid show. I didn't watch it, by the way. Not really. Okay, my girlfriend watched the show, and since I'm quarantined in the apartment with her, I kind of sort of watched it. I adjacent watched it. She watched it in one room while I played Grand Theft Auto Online in the other room. So I could hear things. And just out of spite, I really just want to tell people that, you know, like, I think Carol Baskin's innocent. Just to fucking irritate people. But it's just the amount of people, like, judge, you know, just the different, you know, this is unhealthy. I think you're unhealthy. How about that? Very clever, right? No, you're the unhealthy one. Ooh, burn. So that's a, you know, I get it. I get why everybody's talking about it. It's like we all experienced that show around the same time together. I didn't, but you guys all experienced that show. I have no desire to watch it. I don't have to. I've seen the memes. I've heard enough. I thought McMillions is more interesting, but no. You fuckers won't pay $15 a month for HBO, so only a few of us watched it. But that's fine. You confine yourself to one app instead of to quality. But really, pay $15 one month and go watch The Outsider and watch McMillions. That's my recommendation. And, but you know what? At some point, you guys gotta stop. You gotta stop talking about that fucking show. Please move on to something else. I don't know. Just, you know, maybe Hulu has something. Just let's move on to something else, please. It's okay. I'll be honest. It's the reason I'm not on social media, because you motherfuckers won't stop talking about it. You're hurting my recovery. I'm just kidding. April Fools. Thank you, guys. This has been, yes, I'm still sober. I'm John Raven. We'll see you next week. You guys hang in there, all right? Watch a new show, read a book, or part of it. Read something. How about that? We'll see you next week. Later. Right.